On Demand versus Live from Podcast Movement in Denver, Colorado. The latest from podnews.net with the Dr. John Delony Show. For the first time ever, Americans are listening to more on-demand audio, like podcasts and music services, than live linear audio, like radio, according to data from Edison Research released this week. Larry Rosen, the company's president, says that though there'll always be a place for linear radio, this trend will continue into the future. What happens when Elon Musk mentions your podcast? Last week, a day after we mentioned it in Pod News, apparent Pod News reader Elon Musk, hi Elon, tweeted about Airwaves' The Explorers podcast in a tweet that got 18 million views. Refonic looked at the numbers to see what happened next. You'll find that linked in our show notes and our newsletter at podnews.net. Business, true crime and comedy are the top categories increasing for podcast ad spend, says Media Radar. In a new study released this week, true crime podcasts might be mostly about murder, but brand suitability tools haven't stopped the category seeing the second highest growth in podcast ad spend, rising 26% year on year. A new podcast advertising order management platform launched at Podcast Movement, LiveRead.io, claims it reduces errors and removes 4 out of every 5 hours spent on the process. TED has signed an ad representation deal with ARN's iHeart Podcast Network Australia. Adbarker has made a tool for Shopify websites. Podcast Sync for Shopify makes your podcast episodes visible on your Shopify store. And popular UK podcast producer Goal Hanger Podcasts has announced The Rest Is Money, a new podcast focusing on economics, business and finance. It'll be hosted by Steph McGovern and Robert Peston. And in podcast news, what is the history of the potato, the Enigma machine, Constantinople, Houdini? History of Everything takes deep dives into history every week, whether you're into war battles or presidential sex scandals. A new show from the UK's Royal National Lifeboat Institution, RNLI 200 Voices, is releasing a new episode a day for 200 days to run up to the charity's 200th anniversary in March next year. Listeners can hear from survivors, supporters, volunteers, lifeguards, celebrity ambassadors and historians. Launched last month, Material Girls offers a fresh approach to discussing pop culture of the past and present by asking why this, why now? Why do we like what we like? And what can pop culture teach us about how the world works? It's from feminist media team Witch Please Productions. And after covering the Iraq War, the Cuban Revolution and the Korean War, today sees the launch of Season 4 of Blowback, with co-hosts Brendan James and Noah Colwyn turning to Afghanistan. There's a fancy video trailer that we link to today from our show notes and our newsletter at podnews.net. This podcast is sponsored by The Dr. John Delony Show. A more peaceful life is possible. For practical advice on dealing with loneliness, anxiety, depression, relationships, and more, find The Dr. John Delony Show wherever you get your podcasts. And that's the latest from our newsletter. To read all the stories and subscribe, we're at podnews.net.